lo lakodesh. He's called like a rishon, the geir to kachim. And therefore, when he touches kachim, he makes it into a sheni. And therefore, this sheni can make a shlishi, and the shlishi can make even a revi bakodesh. And who are then that again, when the tfuyim touches this kodesh, the kodesh now becomes a sheni lutuma. If this sheni now would touch truma, it would pass with the truma. That's Abba Shol's halacha. That lemaisa is not just on posel, but it mamid becomes tamei. When a tfuyim touches the kachim, it mamid makes it tamei. It makes it into a sheni lutuma. So not like our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir says, Mitameh HaKodesh, you could be Mitameh the Kodesh, but a Paisleh HaTruma. In other words, the Tfuyim has a Lacha like a Sheni Rutuma, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when the Tfuyim touches the Kodesh, it makes it into a Shlishi. And therefore, Shlishi by Kodesh can still make a Revi by Kodesh. Therefore, Meir or Mitameh HaKodesh, it could be Mitameh the Kodesh. Now, once it's Mitameh the Kodesh, it makes the Kodesh into a shlishi, and we are doing a place left for truma. The tfuyim would touch truma, since the tfuyim is like a sheni, he would make the truma possible. That's the Meir Shita. They go also not like our Mishnah, but the Chachamim and the Chachamim say kishem shu peso mashka truma v'yachle truma kachu peso mashka kodesh v'yachle kodesh. Chachamim say no, with tfuyim can only make a psul, cannot be metama. The same way, if he touches mashke of truma, if he touches, let's say, oil or wine, or if he touches oichle truma, that he only passes them. The same thing by kachim also, when he touches kachim, he only makes it a psul, and not a tamei. So that's like our Mishnah, that a tsuyam only passes the kachim, it makes it itself tamei, but it cannot give over its tamei to something else. The place says, a chum hold that a tsuyam, he has lochav, he can rock pesul. Bishum Dova, whatever he touches, he only passes it, he can never give it a real din tumma to give over tumma to something else. So here's how Mishnah goes at the Chom Shita over here. Now, Omar Rava says that Labishoyal, according to Abishoyal, Ma lost the Kachim. That the Bodhi made a special mile according to Abishoyal. And Shavim Rabban in Latfuya and Kirishan. Shabbat made the Tfuya and like a Rishon Latumma. And therefore, when he touches the Kachim, he makes it into a sheni, like we said before. The sheni makes it into a shlishi, and the shlishi makes it into a revi. So that's the moment of Rabbi Shua Mamad Yom Matri Lakodesh to call the Lakodesh sheni the Tasman of Mastisin. Kitsa Rabbi wants to say, even according to Rabbi Shua, our Mishnah also come out good. That after Rabbi Shua holds that a Tfu Yom makes the Kachim into a sheni, that a Tfu Yom itself is called like a Rishon Matoma, he wants to say something with Rabbanin. That's what Rabbi is saying. That Rabbi Shol Mala also the Kachim. The Rabbanim made a special Mala, a special Chumrah, Midi Rabbanim. That Midi Rabbanim we say, Shavinu Rabbanim Tfuyam Kirishim. But Midi Raisa Nechnam, the Din of the Mishnah Sron by Midi Raisa. Midi Raisa, he also agrees that Tfuyam could only pass the Kachim and not really make a Tamei. Now, the same test could be also according to the Rabbi Meir, according to the Meir Shita. Kiyechu Shaini, that Rabbi Meir says that he's Matame as a Kodesh, a Pesel. According to Rabbi Meir, that he's a sheni the tfuyim, and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only le rabbanon a chumim mid rabbanon. So that's also only chumim mid rabbanon. As Midi writes, Rabbi Meir also agrees to our Mishnah that the tfuyim could only pass with the kachim. That he said that tfuyim is like a sheni and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only a mailo mid rabbanon. But the rabbanon, according to Chom Sheet over here, Kivun the Tavol, since the person went to the mikveh already today, even though he was Tom at the beginning, for Tom at Tfuyam means he went to the mikveh that day, is the Kolash Tumma. The term is Kolash goes off a little bit. Therefore, the Rabbanu left it with a Bindi right to that Posel Meshavia. When the Tfuyam touches the Kachim now, he could only make a Posel, the Tomile Meshavia. The Rabbanu did not make any Chumas here, and therefore only makes a Psul, and does not make a Tommy. So kids, according to Rabbi, Mishnah could come out according to either one of these three shittas, that the Mishnah saw him out of Dindi Raisa. And Rabbi Shol and Rabbi Meir are only arguing outside my limit, and Rabbanim, how far the Rabbanim went to put the Chumras on the Tfuyay. Now the Mishnah says, who's the Dom HaChayovim? That when you make the Azoyas Hadam, for you have to save, so you make the Azor, then you have Mishnah Pigam. So, and who are Din Mila goes off? the Mishnah says, once you make the asur, mila goes off. So most medayik mila hu the leka. Mas we have to make the asur and yifchat the soif, and then the yifchat mila goes off the basa. But mashma will you see ikar the film isur for the claim to eat from it. That's the mashma for the Mishnah, just the yifchat mila goes off. Otherwise the Mishnah should have said as hutta bachilo. For the movie am I why? From the moya the kanamu. That once you make the asur sadam, that's like a zrika by korban, so now it's mutter for the karen, people from the boss, that's mamish, the mammon. So why does the Mishnah only say the yisra mila goes off? They should have said stronger. They have to rachil yisrael. So we're talking like we had before, on the Rabbi Chanin, I'll tell you, li yaitzin. We're talking about over here, that there was a psu yaitzi on the boss, that the yaitz was taken outside the base of Mikdash already. And the Mishnah is going now to Rabbi Kivri. The young Rabbi Kivri holds, zrika miyalas li yaitzi. That even though there was a psu yaitzi on the boss, it went out, even though he brought it back in again, now when you make the zrika helps enough. That what? That there's no isamila? The law of basachili, it's not mutatid it. It's not called like a real zrika kshay with your mantra tachili, that much known, since the yisra yaitse is chal, it does not go off. The key b'shit is only that the zrika helps to take off the isamila. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that mila goes off. The yisra yaitse still remains. Omer Ravun Ravun says, Omer Ravun name of Rav, that mitzri chati soif ain't a market. That did the halacha by chati soif. A chati soif is like this. At first you're supposed to make hazor, supposed to claim to put his hands in the dam and make hazor, sprinkle it onto the mizbeach. Then the Torah says a mitzri is supposed to take the yaif and like squash it on to the yisod of the mizbeach. That's the avodah of a chatis. So if Huda Rav says that did the mitzvah is mitzri, that squashing out the dam on the mizbeach, that's not makif. And even if you don't do it, still you have your kapara. And no idea, the din tig will be chal as soon as you make the hazor, even though before you made the mitzvah. So what's the raya? The Tony Rock was Rav learns the Mishnah, who's the dama? As soon as you made the hazor, as soon as you sprinkle from the dam itself onto the mizbeach, that's what's chal is the tigul. You do not have to wait till you make the mitzvah. Now, Ravad bar Avram, he held in the name of Rav, Omarav, that mitzvah chat to save mark, if he holds no, that this avoid of mitzvah of squashing the dam out of the neck like onto the side of the mizbeach, that's also from the ikra dinam of zurika. And therefore it's not called you mekayim the mitzvah zurika by the schat to save until you make the mitzvah of yisod ha-mizbeach. And therefore the din tigur will not be chal until you make this mitzvah on the yisod. So the more interesting, the Tony Rav mitzvah dama, and the Chama Rav is going to change around the gears of our Mishnah, according to this chart. Even though in our Mishnah it says, Huza, our Mishnah says, Huza dama chayov mala mishnah pigul, but according to this gears, so we have, according to this chart, Rav, you have to change around and say, mitzvah dama, that when you finish off the azor completely, it makes the mitzvah, when you take the yif and squash it against the yisrael of the mizbeach, to get all this dam out, that's called the Gemar of the Zrika. And that's called the Kuvei. Telemar says, Tashma coming here. It says, the Pasuk says, V'yanisha badam yimotze. The leftover dam, after the Azor, you have to squash it on the Mizbeach. It says, M'yimotze, yimotze, yisrael ha-Mizbeach. Chatesi, mashmudat yiko, avoy desabachatis. So this time, the Ravad of Arav, Hanu desir, V'yanisha badam yimotze. Chatesi means to say that's the mitzvah, that's when you can the mitzvah chatis. What is it called? You finish the avoid of the chatis when you make the mitzvah adam. So before that, you did not finish the avoidah. That's not called the gemar zrika. That's called the kuvin zrika. It's very good, the pasuk. Ela, on the course of the first sheet, Ela rafuna. Three yods know that you can the mitzvah with the hazor when you first sprinkle the kohen, puts his hands in the dam. With the expa, makes hazor on the mizbeach. You can the mitzvah zrika. So my v'yanisha, what's the supposed to mean to say v'yanisha? Mashmach, you have to do it. Why do you have to do it? So when it says, k'detani d'verbi Yishmael, all the supposed to mean to say, she'im nisha, means to say that if it was left over, not that you have to have leftover dam, because if you have leftover dam, then the mitzvah is l'chachila to make a mitzvah to squash it onto the side. But what then if you do not do this, still you'd be yatsa. So the more still, l'may chatesi, what's the supposed to mean to say chatesi? So when it says, the pasuk says chatesi, does not mean the end of the pasuk of the mitzvah, but it means the beginning of the pasuk. The hazor, as soon as you make the hazor, you make the avoider, that's called the good avoider, the chatesi. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bray, the Rav of the Ravashi, Ela Meyativ. So, that you want to say when the Pesach says V'han Mishra Badam, does that mean you have to have the Mitzvah Dam? Trust me, if it's left over, do it. But does not mean Likuvom. If so, Gabi Mincha. The same halacha supplied by Mincha also. You see, the Pesach says V'han Neseres, that what you have left over after you make the Kmitza, the Pesach says then, V'han Neseres, left over of the Mincha, the Pesach says Min HaMincha, V'yaon Levonov, Shabit V'yaon Levonov. So what do you want to tell me? Yochi Nani, the Pesach just means Shin Mitufa. If you have left over Shirayim, but not the Likuva. As the Pesach before said, the Komatz Misham Alekunsa. The Kohen has to come and take a handful out of the Mincha, the Kmitza, from the flour, from the oil, called Levonos, and he burns it. Then it says down the service. So what do you want to tell me? Even if you made the Kmitza, if for some reason the Shirayim got lost, still you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Mincha. Still you could burn the Kmitza, you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah. When the Pesach says down the first left over, does not mean it has to be. Just if you have. Because the Gemara, is that true? According to you, the way you said by Vanisha Badam, that's what it means. So it should be the same halacha by Mincha. And we'll soon see we know not like that. But so the Chita, maybe you want to tell me, Hakadam, is that true like that? That he, once you make the Kmitza, even though afterwards it gets lost, part of the Shirayim, still you could burn the Kmitza and be Mekayim the Mitzvah,